how they broke away to go to the Rutabaga country. Once upon a time, there was a man who had the strange name Gimme the Axe. Gimme the Axe lived in a house where everything is the same as it always was. The chimney sits on top of the house and lets the smoke out, said Gimme the Axe. The doorknobs open the doors. The windows are always either open or shut. We are always either upstairs or downstairs in this house. Everything is the same as it always was. So he decided to let his children name themselves. The first words they speak as soon as they learn to make words shall be their names. They shall name themselves. When the first boy came to the house of Gimme the Axe, he was named Please Gimme. When the first girl came, she named herself Ask Me No Questions. Please Gimme grew up and his ears got longer. Ask Me No Questions grew up and her ears got longer. And they kept on living in the house where everything is the same as it always was. One day, the tough old man, Gimme the Axe, said,
It is too much to be too long anywhere.
And Please Gimme and Ask Me No Questions, the tough son and the tough daughter of Gimme the Axe, answered their father,
It is too much to be too long anywhere.
So they sold everything they had, pigs, pastures, pepper pickers, pitchforks, everything except their rag bags and a few extras. When their neighbors saw them, they said,
Oh, they're going to Kansas.
Ah, to Kokomo. Ah, to Canada.
No, no, to Kankakee, to Kalamazoo, to Kamchatka, to the Chattahoochee. They are going to the moon. And when they get there, they will find everything is the same as it always was.
So they started to ride to where the railroad tracks run off into the blue sky and then 40 ways farther yet. The train ran on and on. It came to the place where the railroad tracks run off into the blue sky. And it ran on and on, chick 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 chick. Sometimes the engineer hooted and tooted the whistle. Sometimes the fireman rang the bell. Sometimes the open and shut of the steam hog's nose choked and spit fistipfust, fistipfust, fistipfust.
The bell and the steam hog, the bell and the whistle are hooting and tooting and spitting, and yet the train, all a sweat, all in dirt, all in sizzles, is rolling and pulling a straw like a jet, is rolling and calling a swirl like a jet. Just hang out the window, the sight's worth a try. The wheels run a singing, the wheels turn and roar, and climb up the clouds, reaching high to the sky, and roll further up, and still higher and more, and higher and more, and higher and more, and higher and higher and higher.
Thank you.
Then something happened. They met another train running on the same track. One train was going one way, the other was going the other way. They met, they passed each other.
What was it?
What happened?
Asked the children.
One train went over, the other train went under, answered Gimme the Eggs. This is the over and under country. Nobody gets out of the way of anybody else. They either go over or under.
Next, they came to the country of the balloon pickers. The balloon pickers were walking on high stilts, picking balloons. Baby pickers on baby stilts were picking baby balloons. When they fell off the stilts, the handful of balloons they were holding kept them in the air till they got their feet into the stilts again.
Who's that away up there in the sky climbing like a bird in the morning?
Ask me no questions, asked her father.
He was singing too happy,
replied the father.
The songs came out of his neck and made him so light the balloons pulled him off his stilts.
I never know what boredom is, and I sing whatever the weather. And I got lighter than the breeze and lighter than a feather. The song is yours and you can see if fair and happy too. Just sing and lift yourselves in glee and lose a gram or two. A song is like cornflakes and cheese to keep you shine or rain. But you'll come down if song is seized to your stilts again. And every night down there I see a light.
That's where my little window sighs. And I'll return once I can touch the bright, awaiting deep blue, luring skies.
I never know what boredom is, and I sing whatever the weather. And I got lighter than the breeze and lighter than.
The next we come to is the Rutabaga country, where the big city is the village of Liver and Onions,
said Gimme the Axe. Suddenly, the train stopped running straight and began running in zigzags, like one letter Z put next to another Z, and the next and the next.
Look out of the window and see if the pigs have bibs on,
said Gimme the Eggs.
If the pigs are wearing bibs, then this is the Rutabaga country.
Then the two children looked out of their window. What did they see there? A neat pinky pig row. Pigs who had ears all painted in O's had on small bibs that were painted in O's. Oink, 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 grunt, 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 let me have the circle of the O. Oink, 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 smack, 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 I'm gonna dot now all the I's. Take it easy, cross your T's and dot your I's. That's the easy way to learn and memorize. And memorize.
Mm-hmm.
who have ears with small dots all over had on small bibs that were dotted all over. Pigs whose pink ears had all been with strokes on had on small bibs that were all over stroked on. Oink, 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 grunt, 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 let me have the circle of the O. Oink, 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 smack, 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 I'm gonna dot now all the I's. Take it easy, cross your T's and dot your I's. That's the easy way to learn and memorize.
And after a while, the train zigzagged on into the village of Liver and Onions, known as the biggest city in the big, big Rutabaga country. And so, if you are going to the Rutabaga country, you will know when you get there, because the railroad tracks change from straight to zigzag, and the pigs have bibs on. You mustn't be surprised if the ticket agent wipes sleep from his eyes and asks,
"So far? Oh, so early? So soon?"
Kids always dream of fantastic long travels, taken in spaceships and full of bright marvels, driving a dreamy and colorful train, or a star-bound Betatron airplane, airplane. Deep in your sleep you can write something funny, flat irons crowned with the ears of a bunny, or your grandfather's red cane walking stick, carrying you up to the moon in a kick, to the moon in a kick. Oh, youthful dreams, you know how do I love you. I can go out running wild far above you. Father will never be cross at my roam, calling me back since I'm wet to go home. It's a great pity to cut a kid's dreaming just in the middle when his face is beaming. You have to get up and wash, breathing grudge, having your milk, writing homeworks and such. Writing homeworks and such.